Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out, give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message. Help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal. Jim Schultz here, F Cubed Podcast. We are back, man. We are back, and I've got a little fitness ditty ready to go for you guys. So today I wanted to talk about rest periods between sets. I really think that this is a variable inside of your training program that not enough people pay attention to, because I feel like people don't have a systematic structure for their rest periods between sets. And I'll kind of give you guys kind of the punchline early here, and then I'll kind of reverse engineer my way back to why I feel this way. I feel like most people don't rest long enough between sets. So I feel like, first of all, they don't have kind of consistency with their rest periods between sets. But I also think that most people don't rest long enough between their sets. I think most people's progress, whether it be, you know, performance-based or fat loss-based or whatever, and anything related to physique transformation, I really feel like most people would be better served if they rested longer between sets. And so here's my reasoning behind that. So if you guys listened to this was probably a handful of episodes ago. If you guys heard the Toggling the Variables podcast with training and nutrition, you know, I kind of made the case that even if your goal is fat loss, you should position yourself in the gym for maximum hypertrophy. You should train in such a manner to stimulate as much muscle growth, or in that environment, you know, like muscle maintenance, as you possibly can. And I kind of got into some things about, you know, metabolic slowdown and wanting to have muscle on your frame to keep, you know, your body burning more calories and all that stuff. So definitely go back and listen to that guy if you missed it the first go around. And so I'm not going to kind of repeat or regurgitate all the things that I talked about then. But the basic idea here is the time in the gym should be dedicated to performance. The time in the gym should be dedicated to getting better. Now, you can define better a number of ways, right? Stronger, faster, leaner. You know, there's so many different descriptors that you can use to further label the term better. But you know, again, if we think about training, right? If you think about your performance. Now, well, if you think about training just in a general sense, regardless of what you are trying to do, you're right, you're probably trying to do one of two things with your training. You're probably trying to perform better, or you're probably trying to look better. And so if we think about that, right, if you kind of funnel it into those two outcomes, it becomes really, really simple, I think, to see why it makes sense to rest longer between sets. And so, you know, if I'm trying to perform better, then having longer rest periods between sets is obviously going to allow me to perform better. Now, what do I mean by longer rest period? Like, what time am I actually talking about? Now, I'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. But if I'm trying to perform better, if I'm trying to maximize my output on a given exercise or on a given program or whatever the case may be, I think we can all agree that resting longer between sets, you're going to be fresh, you're going to be recovered, you're going to be able to output more energy to the next, you know, bout of physical activity. So I think that that makes a lot of sense. I think most people, you know, can agree with that. But even if you are trying to lose fat, and so this is kind of what I covered in the toggling the variables episode, but to kind of at least kind of readdress or reference some of that here, because it's very pertinent to this discussion. Even if you're trying to lose fat, I think so many people feel like they should position their weight training to maximize fat loss. And I argue, again, like I argued in the Toggling the Variables episode, no, you should position your training to perform at your best for all the reasons that I laid out in that episode. But here's another reason that I didn't really get into in that episode. And this is kind of piggybacking off of the RPEs episode that I did a couple of podcasts ago. So if you're only resting, like a lot of people, for example, will rest like 45 seconds or 60 seconds between sets. I mean, some people go like 30 seconds. And I can tell you right now, that is definitely not nearly long enough to rest. And here's the reason why. So I talked about RPEs a couple podcasts ago, so definitely go back and check that out. I kind of just talked about what RPEs were. I didn't really get into like, okay, here's where your RPE should be. I talked about that kind of loosely, but I didn't give you guys a whole lot of definitive guidance. And that's just because, you know, I just wanted to introduce the idea first and thinking we'll loop back around and talk about kind of, you know, my specific suggestions when it comes to that. But let's say that, you know, you're trying to hit around an 8 RPE on most of your sets. Right, which I would argue, or I would suggest, is probably a pretty good area to live. So if you've got an RPE of 8, that means you've only got 2 reps left in the tank when you get done with your sets. Well, I can tell you with certainty that if you are training at a true RPE of 8, and you are only resting 45 seconds between sets, your performance is going to decrease significantly from one set to the next, right? Like if you settle in for 4 sets of bench press or whatever, and your first set is an RPE of 8, your last set, if you're only resting 45 seconds between sets, you're either going to be at an RPE of 10 or you're going to fail before you even hit the same number of reps that you hit on the first set. For example, you know, if you bench 135 for a set of 10 and that's an RPE of 8, I can assure you that unless you have abilities to recover that I have not seen before, unless you are superhero status in your ability to recover between sets, if you're resting 45 seconds per set on that fourth set, you're not doing 135 for 10 at an RPE of 8. This is not going to happen. You're doing 135 for 10 at an RPE of 10 if you're lucky. You're probably doing 135 for a set of 8 at an RPE of 10, or a set of 7 at an RPE of 10. And, you know, that might be what you're going for. That might be your objective, you know, and that's a different discussion entirely. But if you want to maintain, you know, some degree of high performance from one set to the next, which I think you should do, I think we should all do when you're in the gym with your training, then you need to be resting longer between sets so that you can maintain that performance from one set to the next. So what is a good amount of time to rest between sets? I would say 2 to 5 minutes between sets. Now, some people are going to hear that. They're going to be like, Jim, dude, I don't know what world you live in, bro, but I don't have 5 minutes between sets. Like, yeah, I got you. I understand. But I think, you know, in a perfect world, I would rest between 2 and 5 minutes between most, like 90 to 95% of the work that you do in the gym. Like when you're doing bigger movements like squats, like deadlifts, like bench press, you know, get up closer to, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes so you can be really fully recovered for those sets. And you'll see your performance will skyrocket. If you're not used to doing this, you're going to feel probably a little bored between sets, right? You're going to be on Instagram. You're going to be maybe listening to my podcast, which would be awesome. Or you're going to be doing whatever, and your mind might start to drift. And you may find that you lose a little mental focus. But with time, you'll find a rhythm. You'll find kind of a, you know, a way to use that rest time efficiently from a mental standpoint. But man, you're going to see your performance absolutely skyrocket. If you're used to resting 60 seconds per set or between sets, and you double that to 2 minutes, man, your performance is going to go through the roof. And as a result, over time, that's going to lead to more muscle gain. That's going to lead to more muscle, you know, maintenance or more muscle retention. If you're in a fat loss phase, that's going to lead to more fat loss because you have more muscle on your frame, because you've kept more muscle on your frame. And you can kind of see, you know, how the dominoes begin to fall all because you rested longer between sets. Now, in a practical sense, I know that some of you don't have that much time in the gym. I mean, I'm working with some of you. Some of my athletes, some of my clients, I mean, you guys only have, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, and you're trying to push through some volume, you know, in that session. So that being said, you know, you may only be able to rest 60 seconds between most of your work. And you know what? That's real life, man. That is absolutely real life. But if you made a commitment to pick certain exercises like squats or deadlifts or maybe something that you're trying to focus on, and you just said, all right, I can allocate an extra minute between sets when it comes to this exercise, right? I'm not ready or willing or able to do 5 minutes between sets, but Jim, I was at 60 seconds. I can give you 2.5 minutes between sets for my 3 sets of squats or my 4 sets of deadlifts, right? Like, I think we can all do that. I can get to the gym 10 minutes earlier so that I can do that. I don't think that that's an unrealistic request. And I'm telling you guys right now, man, if you're not used to doing this, this will have an incredible impact on your performance. And so rest periods between sets, you know, I would try to be around 2 minutes as often as you can be. But I understand that sometimes that's not doable. But if you can make it happen, it will have a huge, huge impact. So as always, man, that's all I got for you guys on this podcast. I really hope this was helpful for you guys. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate your support. Man, I just appreciate you guys across the board. I am so thankful. I am so grateful for you guys. So have a great day, and we'll see you guys next time. You're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. But have you checked out the YouTube channel yet? Man, go to Live F Cubed. That's the F Cubed website, Live F Cubed. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can find a link right to the YouTube channel. I don't have enough clout. I don't have enough prestige yet to have, you know, my own YouTube URL that is recognizable. It's just a bunch of letters and consonants that nobody's going to remember. I don't even know it myself, so I'm certainly not going to give you that. But go to Live F Cubed, click on the YouTube link, check out the videos, subscribe. Got a lot of stuff coming out in video form, so definitely give that a look.